Wisconsin colleges have lost thousands of students. Fall enrollment numbers show no signs of recovery from last year's declines. That's according to new national headcount data from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. We're checking in on how the technical college system is responding, set against a labor market with businesses just clamoring for workers. It is the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What questions do you have for Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System? It's 800-642-1234. President Foy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Starting with enrollment and what you're seeing, you know, enrollment at the state's technical colleges have been declining for years. What does the fall look like for you?
You know, it's actually, we've seen a little bit of a bump up from last year. As you know, we talked about that before. We did have a pretty significant drop, more so in the number of students rather than in the number of credits or classes of students that were taking. And as we discussed, that was a little unusual for us because the economy was in tough shape, and that's usually when we see enrollment growth. But the lack of childcare, the need to do at-home schooling throughout the state, the need to maybe make up for lost wages in the early part of the academic year, made it a little tougher. I think that now as the economy is coming back, schools are opening up more. Those are the things that have improved the situation for us a bit. But, you know, I think we are struggling just as other four-year, two-year institutions across the country are because of the pandemic and also because, there's just been a lot of change in what people's plans were that were disrupted by the pandemic. And the good thing in our perspective is that we are we're prepared to deal with these kinds of multiple demands of our students. We've always had majority of adult working students. And so we are just doubling down on those options that support those students and also ensure that employers can count on a talent pipeline.
Yeah, talent pipeline. Yeah. I mean, you know, many, many companies are just desperate for workers. And I know you're hearing that message loud and clear from every corner. It was interesting when you testified before the State Senate Committee on Universities and Technical Colleges back in April, lawmakers really wanted to know from you, how nimble are you at opening and closing programs in response to these shifting market conditions that businesses are facing and the demands for workers with specific skills. And I'm wondering, can you tell us about your responsiveness there and speak to that?
Absolutely. That's something that the technical colleges put a lot of time and effort into. And it's also something that we take a lot of pride in. We do change our programming up quite a bit, quite regularly. We open about as many new programs as we close every year. That can range from anywhere from 30 to 60 new program opportunities. But it's not just the programs itself, it's how we deliver them that is changed regularly. For example, we've always done apprenticeships for our, over a century, but now we're doing offering that learn and, while you earn opportunity in a lot of new areas and in new disciplines and new industries. We are stacking credentials in more of our program options. So you can come in, take a short-term credential, go back into the workplace at a higher pay, and then come back to college and not have to repeat work, but to pick up where you left off and build the next credential on your pathway to an associate degree or even a bachelor's degree from one of our four-year partners. So things like that, the use of technology to make it more possible for students to determine whether they're going to be able to make class today in person or whether they're going to have to jump online and go virtually because, for example, their babysitter had to cancel.
Oh, wow. So they can even make those decisions on the fly, class to class, day to day, based on their shifting situation.
That's our goal. I mean, I won't tell you that we're there 100% right now, but over time, we are striving to be truly student-driven an education option, which means that students are going to be able to do that more and more. And I think that the pandemic, you know, if you want to find anything good out of this past year and a half, one of the things that it has done is made us realize what is possible, and that we have a lot of options available to us with appropriate resources, of course, and, you know, just with some effort on our part and on students' part, because it does take their, you know, they have to learn how to learn differently as well.
I want to touch on transfer agreements and this needing a clear roadmap to a four-year degree if that student is taking that path. And you have signed a transfer agreement with the UW system that kind of gives more clarity to the steps to getting to that four-year or that baccalaureate degree. What is the new transfer agreement able to do for students?
It's just an expanded list of courses that are explicitly identified to apply at all the technical colleges and all of the UW four-year institutions. So that it's called the Universal Transfer Agreement. And it started out with 30 credits and is now at 72.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not a whole degree transfer agreement. Those are done separately, but these are identifying courses. So if you, for example, if you're a student who takes written communication, which is a basic gen ed requirement for most associate degrees or four-year bachelor's degrees, that course, you can be confident now, will apply whether or not you transfer to any UW institution, among UW institutions, or into technical college system or any of the technical colleges. So it just gives the students that extra reassurance. They are not on their own to go to a new college or university and say, hey, I've got these courses. Will you accept them? Will you apply them to my new degree? And so that's, I think, going to open up a lot more opportunities for students.
Yeah, not having to read that fine print or go course by course to figure out whether each course will transfer. We're talking with Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, as we discuss the system and the impacts to higher ed. 800-642-1234. You can join in. Melly is joining us from Madison. Hi, Melly.
Hi, good morning. I have a daughter who started Madison College this semester, and I was completely impressed by the facilities and the staff and everything there. And I'm just wondering, like, I really feel like there's not enough awareness, even though there's lots of print literature and things being sent out. It's so much more impressive when you're on campus than you can imagine or show on a piece of print literature. So I think, I guess if there was more awareness, I don't know, in social media or things like that, that maybe the facility could attract more students. Mm,
thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Millie. I want to just say that you're joining on and calling in today is part of our overall process. You know, as community colleges, we emphasize in our investments in our student programming. So any word of mouth support we can get to market programs and to share your daughter's experiences is terrific. I think that, you know, that's something that the technical colleges are also trying to use technology for. And the pandemic has made that more difficult, because one of the ways that we do promote our programs and get the word out is by having students meet each other and share their own stories with their own networks. Mm. I mean, as I've said before many times, most of our students are adults. They're working. They're in the workplace. They have students. They have potential college students of their own kids. And if they can get on campus and meet others and have that experience, then they tend to pass that on. It's been more difficult in the past year when not all, but, you know, we had more of our students going to school online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really looking forward to having much fewer of our students be kind of in that situation and back on campus, especially Madison College is one of a few technical colleges this year that have some new facilities that they have been working very hard to put together. And it's great to see the community using them. For example, the South Campus at Madison College.
Well, to speak to awareness and to speak to working on enrollment growth, I'm wondering what budget needs are you advocating for lawmakers to address in the technical college system? I mean, we last spoke in January before the state budget process happened.
Right. Yes, we did. And, you know, I just want to say right off the bat, I need to thank both the legislature and the governor for new investments that they made in the technical colleges in two areas. One, our general operations, which is very important. As you know, the federal help we got is temporary, and it was, you know, on a reimbursement basis. So it was great to have the state of Wisconsin recognize the importance of technical colleges in their local communities, and also for students themselves directly and increased financial aid, and also for our grant programs in particular, you know, short-term credentials that can help people get back to work more quickly, can meet some employer needs faster, and also that integrate some adult learning and occupational programming. And that's the reason why that's so important, Kate, is because there's a group of our, in our society, certain individuals that, you know, they are not in a place where they can access best paying jobs,
mm-hmm.
and they're not in a place where they can meet the demands that employers have right now for some high skills, both soft and technical. And so these kind of integrated programs, which we've used much of the money that we got in this last budget to support, are really going to, I think, be a game changer for a important group of our workforce that we need to move upward.
Well, along those lines of the technical skills and the soft skills, do you advise students on their chances of finding a job after completing a degree program? How likely is it that your technical college grads land jobs, and who is helping them do this?
It's extremely likely. We have placement rates well over 90% across the board, and we have in good economies and bad. And it's directly related to how we design programs. It's what we I talked about earlier in changing up the mix and array of our programming. We make those decisions in close conversations with employers around the state. And so we know that when we develop a new program and enroll students, that there is a job waiting for them at the end of that experience.
Hmm.
And that is borne out by our very high placement rates. I wouldn't say necessarily that we sit down and tell students where they should go or what program they should take.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that sort of just because of the job at the end of the tunnel. It's more about finding out what they are passionate about. And what we offer almost in every case is, you know, we can show them a direct link, and not just that there's a job, but how much they're going to earn. We're very transparent about that.
We have President Morna Foy from the Wisconsin Technical College System as we look at how her system is holding up in the pandemic, what changes are on the horizon. Did you get laid off or go to a technical college to retool? What program are you in? How is it going? How do you think tech colleges could do more for businesses to address labor shortages in your community? Still time, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Morna Foy here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show as we check in on Wisconsin's technical college system. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tech technical college grads, they have been on the front lines of this pandemic as nurses, as respiratory therapists, as pharmacy technicians, giving vaccines, to name a few. Wisconsin has 16 technical colleges, hundreds of thousands of students who attend these colleges each year. Are you one of them? Will technical colleges be able to graduate enough people to fill the needs in your community? 800-642-1234 to join in. President Morna Foy with us for 9 more minutes. President Foy, looking more broadly here at the federal level, President Biden had wanted to, said in a town hall, offer tuition-free community college, but was dropped over opposition from some Democrats. And instead, he said there would be a push to expand Pell Grants, Pell Grant awards, and other forms of financial aid. How would increasing grant awards or Pell Grants affect technical college students?
Well, obviously, increasing access to our programs is critical if we're going to produce the workforce that our state's employers need. And money is a big part of access for students. I think increasing Pell Grants can help, not obviously as significantly as free college, but it can make a difference. My priority right now at the federal level, and I'm joined actually by some of the larger two-year college systems in the country, is supporting a short-term Pell or a work-based Pell, it's sometimes referred to. So that's Pell, expanding Pell eligibility to programs that currently are not eligible for student financial aid because they are considered too short. But we know that they can make a huge difference in a person's earning potential. And they're definitely things that our economy needs, for example, CDL drivers. Mm. So those are, that's really my focus in the Pell program, is to expand the kinds of students and programs that can be funded through it. I think at the state level, we have to recognize that this is not a problem that the feds alone need to contend with. And that's why, you know, we're always pushing for new investments in the technical colleges and in their students. But we're also looking to reduce costs for students, like open educational resources or free textbooks materials, transportation assistance, childcare assistance. Again, going back to our stackable credentials that allow you to build on your previous work without repeating courses. And of course, expanding our apprenticeship options. So those are all ways that we try to reduce the financial burden to students. And then we also need to work on creating an environment that all students can see themselves succeeding in. And so that's another part of the access puzzle beyond just direct financial assistance.
When students don't finish a program, what are some of the common reasons that they don't get that certificate or associate's degree?
I think that the demands of our students' lives are probably the number one reason. Mm. We saw that in the pandemic a lot. We have a lot of students who are parents, and when they lost their childcare or they had to be at home to help their kid go through their own classwork, that had a big impact on their ability to attend school. Mm. I think that employment is a very common response that our students give us, is that, you know, I met an employer or I was contacted by an employer while I was in this program, and they said they'll take me right now. Hmm. And I can't miss that opportunity. Now, the good thing about that, Kate, is that we've really found employers also appreciate the stackable credential or pathway model, because it allows them to hire employees who have the skill set they need in that particular moment for that particular job or opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then if they build a relationship and it's a positive one, we find that the employers themselves are paying for students to come back to technical college and take that next step on the pathway. And then that results in a promotion, if you will, or a new added responsibility in their place of work. So it's a very positive and integrated process for both employers and the students when they can get their employer to basically finance their educational path.
Yeah, buy into that. Talking with Morna Foy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, Andrew in Waukesha is here to share an experience. Andrew, go ahead. What is on your mind?
Yeah, hi, good morning. So I'm thankful that the guest mentioned pathways and skills, because my call deals directly with that. I went to Marine Park Technical College. I studied water quality technology. And then I moved to Milwaukee to work at a water plant. And at the time, there was an effort to create a water technology program at MATC. The Milwaukee Water Council supported it. You had businesses that supported it. I would go to those quarterly meetings and I would say, hey, look, as an operator who just got a degree like this, why don't you add these things to your curriculum, specifically PLC programming, which is how all water plants run. And it would be a skill that not only applied to water, but just about every other industrial field out there, automated technology. And I'm not going to say that I was ignored, but when they finally came out with the program, it included absolutely no PLC programming. So I feel like you're spending so much time getting this input and having these meetings and having pathways and all that, and you're not seeing the forest for the trees, because the specific skills that are needed for the future are being ignored.
Andrew, we're short on time here, and I want President Foy to respond. Go ahead.
Yeah, Andrew, thank you very much for the call, and I hope that your experience with Moraine Park was a positive one as a student. I will say that the process of developing new programs, there is compromise and there is a push and tug, because we have employers weighing in, we have experienced personnel weighing in, like people like yourself. And sometimes we develop programs for very specific employment opportunities. So if the employers in the Milwaukee area were looking for, and again, it depends on, is this an associate degree program? Is this something that we're going to try to do in a short-term credential? Is this something that we're going to do as a technical diploma? All of those things also impact the extent to which or what, how much different knowledge and skill sets that we can build into the program. So I'd love to talk to you about this some more. I know we're running out of time, Kate, but yeah. I still appreciate the call very much.
President Foy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Morna Foy is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.